Today's share in the Dersh Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah. Yesterday we began Simin Tof Nun Gimel. And we're on the top line of the Omud Beis with the Ramah in the middle of the line. We're finishing off Sif Aleph. And the Ramah says, Vizera Akliza, brought down from the Mariel. Akliza is usually translated as dill. So if you have dill or the Enis, Enis is something known in English as anise or aniseed. And Eleander, which is known as coriander. This is kusbar, as you can see in the Tirgum number 2 at the bottom. These are not considered enon mine kitnios, even according to the Ramah. Yesterday we had a machlokus, a famous machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and Sfaradim Paskin like the Mechaber in general, Ashkenazim Paskin like the Ramah, that you cannot use kitnios according to Ashkenazim. But even according to the Ashkenazim, they don't use kitnios, this dill, anise, and coriander, enon mine kitnios, aren't considered types of kitnios, and therefore umutu liochlum pesach. These are able to be eaten on Pesach kenirali. This is the opinion of the Ramah. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Gimel adds, umikol makum tzrichim bedika. Even if you are using these, the concern that they may be mixed in with them some real grains of wheat is a concern. Shelo yisayir b'hem echad mechamisha minim. If you have any of the five grains of meat mixed in there, and then you're not careful that it shouldn't become chametz, so then you would have a problem. And therefore, Val Kain, the Mishneh Berurah says, yesh omrim. There is an opinion that's brought down over here. You can see this in the Sharetzion Otsud Gimel. This is the Morgan Avram in the name of the Yesh Nohalin. The tov lahakmir shelo lechol enis v'kimul ad yom achron. Therefore, there is an opinion that says that you don't eat this anis, this anise, or kimmel. Kimmel, you can see in the Tirgum number 3, is something called ketzach, which is known as nigella. And these things aren't eaten until the last day of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, which technically is only midirabban, because you can't guarantee that there's no grains of the five grains in there that could make it chametz potentially. And he says, Ayin in the Taz and Chok Yaakov is there. They also comment on this, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 16, where the Taz says, Yesh l'chalik ben sugi ha-kimmel, the different types of nigella over here. Here, there is the type sukha domil mini dogun yesh lachmir. There's a type that's really more similar to the five grains that you should be machmir or not to use it. However, he says you can be makel on the type that is not domil to the five grains. That's the Taz. Chok Yaakov adds shein lachmir klal b'kimmel, that one doesn't have to be careful with any of the types of kimmel. You can be lenient with them. Kiven shigam ha'isu b'kidnios atzmon enu l'chumri alma, because even if they are kidnios, it's only a chumra. Vein lo sif all of yosi, and we don't add on additionally to this chumra. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now we begin Sif Beis. Osa isa min achitim in oros. If a person makes a dough with a mixture of both chitim, of wheat, and oros, we'll translate oros as rice. We said there are those that translate it as millet. We'll translate it as rice over here. So if you have a mixture, according to the Mechaber, of wheat and rice, so im yesh botam dogin, if it tastes like wheat, if it tastes like the grain, so then yotzi bo yidei chavosa v'pesach, then one can fulfill the obligation, the mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, to eat matz on the first night of Pesach with this mixture of wheat and rice. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Dalet, mashma, it seems from over here, dafilu ein ba'isa shir chitim, even if you don't actually have a kezayis worth of the wheat over here. She kezayis b'chdeachilis pras. So you're not even eating a kezayis with the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, which we've talked about many, many times in the past, is somewhere between, let's say, 2 and 9 minutes, different poskim. And therefore, even though there's not a kezayis of the wheat, you can be yotze over here the mitzvah of eating a kezayis of matzah on Pesach night with this mixture of wheat and rice. Or according to the Mechaber, again, according to Ramah, you can't, because you can't eat it at all. But according to the Mechaber, where rice is okay, it's not a problem of chametz, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with it, but if it's a mixture of wheat, and we'll see it's specifically wheat, not the other grains, and rice, the Mechaber says you could in fact be yotzei with this. Gam kin yotzei bo kishoch kezayis menisa. As long as you eat a kezayis of the isa, even though it's not a kezayis of the wheat, you'd be yotzei. Afal pisha ikar bo, even if the majority of it is really oriz. And as we learned yesterday, you can't fulfill, even according to Mechaber, it says you can eat rice, you can't be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with rice. Nevertheless, here it's different. This situation where you have wheat and rice, as long as it has the taste of wheat, even though the majority is rice, shiny hoch, kivin shemuchubar biyachet, since it's mixed together, the Mechaber holds, teva ha oriz lios nigrar achar achitim. The nature of the rice is that it will go and follow after the wheat. And now when the wheat becomes potentially chametz, i.e. it's capable of becoming chametz, and therefore it's able to be yotzi with it for the mitzvah of matzah, mischametz gam kein ores. The rice also now could become chametz, and therefore lohochi dino gechitim, and therefore halachically now it is like wheat. So therefore, as long as you have a kezayis of this mixture of wheat and rice, even though you don't have a kezayis of the wheat, you are yotzi. That is the Mechaber in the first opinion. But this, the Mishnah Berurah says, only applies to wheat and rice. But if you put wheat with any other type of these non-chometz type of produce, like, for example, millet, according to the definition that dochen is millet, or the other way, oh, an air of kemach shoshamini dogam, you take the other four types of grain, the barley, the spelt, the oats, and the rye, im kemach oris, with the flour of rice, you also came in matzah, and you made it into a matzah. In this situation, neither of these ways would work. It was a unique din of wheat and rice. And all these other possible combinations, the other four grains with rice, or wheat with any of the other non-chametz dikka type of produce other than rice, in the Yotzi Ba'idechov, also you can't fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, b'sheyesh bo tam dogon, even though it has the taste of wheat. Elo, im ken yesh bo kemach dogon shei kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. The only way you could be Yotze was if you had, in fact, the other four types of grain, a full kizayis of them that you ate within the kedei achilas pras. The hainu, which means, shebechol pras mimena, with every pras, yeh bo kizayis mekemach dogon, has at least a kizayis of the dogon, and you eat that all within the shear of a kedei achilas pras. Shebeshir kazeh, in this fashion, now it's as if you have a kizayis worth of real grain of matzah, and in fact you would be yotzi in this fashion as long as you ate a kizayis within the kedei achilas pras. That's the simple opinion. Now, the Shaar HaTzion in Os Tes Zayin brings down over here a major machlokus. He says, "Hainu de lo bo'inan shocha kol achilas pras," but you don't have to eat the entire pras. You just have to have a kezayis of this achilas pras, and as long as there is a kezayis of the dogon within this achilas pras, you're considered yotze, which is a big kula over here. And he says, this svara is not like the Ravid. He brings down other poskim as well that also hold like this, possibly the Rashba, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 14, where Rav Simcha Bunim Waldenberg Shlita, the son of the Tzitz Eliezer, the great Tzitz Eliezer Zatzal, he brings down over here, Shedavko kishyesh kizayis dogin bechtei achilas pras, ukishochal mitaruvis achilas pras. You have to eat the entire pras over here, and it's not enough that you have a kizayis within the achilas pras. And there are others that hold like this as well, but the Mishnah Berurah over here, the simple opinion is not like that. But then he brings down the Yeshomim, Shafilu Bechitim V'Oriz, in Yotzin Yedechovas Matzah, Elabishay Shechitim V'Oriz Kedei Achilas Pras. Then there is another more machmir opinion that says that even when it's a mixture of the wheat and the rice, you must have at least the kizayis of the wheat there, even though you don't have to eat the entire shear of the pras, but you have to have at least the kizayis of wheat in that shear of Achilas Pras. Ubishami Nidogin, and with all the others, then this is the machmir opinion that we just alluded to, Afilu Bechdei Achilas Pras, Namilo Mahane Leachshuve Kol Isa Kekula Dogon, Elam kin yesh rov dogon umiyat oris. There you need to have the majority of it dogon, and or the minority being rice or the other minim. And this way it's batel. It's batel oris beruba vavikukulun dogon. Then we view it as if the entire thing is dogon. And now if you have a kizayis of that, you're okay. How do we paskin? So he brings down over here lechatchila nochum lahachmir b'shal Torah kisvara echrona. We should take the more machmir opinion over here because this is a din daraisa, and don't play any games. You should definitely have at least, if possible, the majority of this entity being from the five grains, and ideally you should eat it within a kedei achilas pras, the entire kizayis worth of the five grains. However, b'shasat chaki ishu smocha svar rishona, but if you have no choice, a person can't eat that much, you can't eat, there isn't that much of it around, so then you could be relying b'di'evit upon the other opinion. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, also from Rav Simcha Bonim Waldenberg, Shlita, he says, "Le'inyan matzah shenesu mikemach shesavi mimitavlin." If you have matzah over here that's made from flour that has spices within it, and in this taruvitz over here you have a kizayis of kemach, b'chdei achilas pras, so then, in this situation, he brings down the name of the Pri Chodesh and the Morgan Avraham. Shekidei lotzeis bazei yidechovu yesh lechol kol apachus pras me'isa. Again, here, to be yotzei, this machmir opinion, you should have the entire pras, because this way you'll be yotzei eating kizayis in a kedei achilas pras. The issue footnote number 8 he brings down, umatzah shenesso mitaruves shebo rov hakemach mishumor umitoshen mishumor. If you have over here some flour that was made from shmura matzah flour, and the other is not, but the majority is from the shmura matzah. So then he says, from Shimon Shkof Zatzal, Shiotzim by Dechova, you can be Yotzi over here in this situation as well, because we view over here the non-shmura matzah flour as being batel to the shmura matzah flour. Now we go with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Im lo veriru hachitim meachilas achbar." If you didn't pick out any of the grains from the five grains over here that you're going to make your Pesach tikka flour from, and an achbar ate from it, and therefore the achbar has a little bit of spittle that came out onto these grains, and you didn't pick out those grains that were wet by the achbar, by the mouse over here, You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be concerned. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cotton tesvav, it's not only for wheat over here. This applies, as I pointed out already, to all the different five grains. He happens to say chitim, but it means the same thing for all five grains. It's not something to be concerned about. Sif cotton tesayin, why not? She'ein ha-gargir machmitz mimiyut rok shebefi ha-achbar. Because the little bit of spittle that comes out from the rodent's mouth, from the mouse's mouth over here, isn't going to make a significant possibility over here that it's chametz. And therefore, v'lochein afilu ein shishim negdon shari b'dievet, even if there isn't 60 of the good grain over here against a little bit of the grain that's wet, so it's not 60 against those batel, even so, you don't have to be concerned about it. B'dievet, it's okay. And he says, we'll learn more about this. Ayin l'kamen, in simen tov samach vav, midin achila zachbor, b'kemuch u'mashik u'sam l'sham, we'll wait till we get over there. The issue footnote number 20 brings down a number of other interesting scenarios over here. He said, what about birds that pick at the grain? So he brings down the Shelushu Shol Meshiv, that the birds put in less spittle than even the Achbar, and therefore even L'chatchila, that would be permissible even if you don't have 60 against it. We're not concerned at all about the birds. In regards to worms or caterpillars, the Stechemid brings down Das Hashiori Knesset Gdola, brings down from the Knesset Gdola, Shiori Knesset Gdola, Shadinon Shav Lechitim Shachul Mim Achbarim. He says they have the same status as the Achbarim over here, and Lechatrila, one shouldn't use them unless you've picked out all the Chomet stick of potential grains, or there's 60 against it. However, he brings down for the Birki Yosef, the great Chidah, that disagrees. Shana Talas, if Mafrishos Rok Kim Achbarim, they say they don't have as much Rok as the Achbarim, and therefore there's no Chashash over here, even Lechatrila. And this will be true even if you don't have 60 against it, even l'chatchila. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'cheinim lo beru menu osu dogin shetzomach. He says, if you have likewise grains over here that became puffy, in other words, there was some water over there, and some of these grains started the chimutz process, you don't have to be concerned as well, and you don't have to pick those out. However, he says, miu, tzarech liro she'en bo kol kach. You have to make sure that you don't have so many of such grains, shol yesh shishim kenegdim in a heter, that you don't have at least 60 against it from the heter type of grains. Then if you have a couple of these slightly puffy grains in there, it's not going to ruin it. But if you have more than the amount of these puffy grains, then a 60 against it, then you do have to be concerned. He brings us down from the Gosh Maimonios and the Sefer Mitzvot Ketanos and the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Zayin, this grain that puffed up, shekarin ois gevexin, which you can see in the Tirgum number 6, it means that it puffed up. Shosifo letzameya chachita betolish, even after it's been detached from the ground, it swells up a little bit, which means Rotsalomer is telling us, Da'av shedogon shetzomach machmas lachluchis aretz hu chametz gomor, even though we normally would say that if it got moisture from the ground on the grain, that's considered potentially chometz thicker grain over here, mikomakum kishlo beir, if you didn't pick out those grains, ain't less, so we don't make it osur, lefishim is bat l'misochachit makshem, because you have 60 against it, and therefore it's bottle, since it's before Pesach, it's bottle berov, and but certainly bottle b'shishim, umutu letochen on akobiachet, and you can grind it all up before Pesach, and therefore it's considered lach bilach, it's considered over here like one entity, and therefore before Pesach it can be bottle. However, he brings down in Yixitas Hashar Etzion, Oskav Dalet, all the Achronim that disagree with this, Morgan Avram, the Taz, the Chogyakov, the Vilna Gaon, and other Achronim, the Mutter Lefos Epilu Pesach, that not only can you grind it for Pesach, you can even bake it before Pesach, and that's fine, but after the Pesach Isur Mashu, even on Pesach, when the Isur is with a Mashu, that's only, we say, Chozer V'niyah, but here it's not Chozer V'niyah, because it was Kfar Nizbato called the Pesach B'shishu, because it was already bottle before Pesach. The Kemach, flour and flour, is Mikre Lach B'lach, as I already pointed out, it's considered like a moist item with a moist item, and therefore we say that is all mixed together as one entity, Ve'no Chozer V'niyah, it doesn't come back and possibly reactivate, so to say, on Pesach. Why is this so? You can see in Dirshu footnote number 22, he brings down, Atam lechalik being tarovus biyavish la tarovus belach. Why is there a difference between lach belach versus yavish biyavish? So it brings down shem tarovus shel yavish nisha chometz ben. When it's solid with solid, the chometz still is there. So it might be bottle, but on Pesach it's chozer v'nir. As opposed to the lach belach, it's all mixed in together. And the same thing would apply with baking it. It's all mixed in together. It's one entity now, and therefore it isn't chozer v'nir. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Mihu Baal Nefesh Yachmir Liatzmo Lefos Kodem Pesach Kishyesh Mitzumach. He says, if you want to get around any problem over here, you should definitely go and bake it before Pesach, and this way it will definitely be lach b'lach before Pesach, that is batel, and then you don't have any concern. And he brings down in the Shaar Etzion Os Chafei, this is the opinion of the Bach and other Achronim, lochush l'das ha-poskim de-kemach b'kemach mikri yavish b'yavish v'choz v'niyah, because there is an opinion that says that flour is not lach b'lach, it's yavish b'yavish, and to get around this concern, do the baking before Pesach. He brings out from the Graz, the mitam zerov b'nei Yisrael ofin ha-matzah kodem Pesach. That's why most people go and bake the matzah before Pesach, even though there's a halakha mitzvah to go and do it on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Many people don't do that because of this concern over here, because a lot of the grain has these slightly puffy grains within it, and theoretically, once the Zman for the Isser occurs, then it's not going to be, if it's Yovish B'Yovish, it's going to be Chosev Inir. It's not Batel B'Shishim, it's not Mushal even with a Mashu. So therefore, that's why people have the Minhag not to go bake matzahs on Pesach for those that have that custom. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches concludes, and he says, "Koi rak adogon shetzamach v'lo de'el." This thing about the puffy grains is only going on the last thing over here, dealing with the dogon that was puffed up, that we said over here, "Sorech leros she'ein bo kol kach shali yeshishim kenegdo menahete." You should have 60 against it. Sivkot Yud Ches, "V'im yeira lo she'ein shishim kenegdo." If you don't have 60 against it, "Sorech livrots mutzma hamitzumachem." You have to go take out those puffy grains. "The eino mechuyev lenakos kula." But you don't have to take them all out. You just have to take out enough that now there's 60 against it. Ela levchos mehem ash yushishim kenegdom. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chof says, "The lekoshish kenegdom." If you don't have 60 against it, afilu b'dieved asurim b'noah. Then it's going to be also b'noah, because as we said, the dogon shetzamach hu chimutz gomer. This is real chometz over here. Afilu m'sofik ma'yushishim negedam mitzmochim gam kinos. And therefore, in a sofik situation, sofik d'araisa, we go l'chomer. V'tzorach levarim kodem ha'pesach, and therefore you should destroy before Pesach. And in fact, if the RLA and ha'pesach lo biyarim, if you didn't get rid of it on Pesach, it's a concern of chomik shavalev ha'pesach. And therefore, in that situation, yimkrim la'akum, you should sell it to a guy after Pesach, chutz midimei issa shabo. But you can't get any hanor from the issa that was there, so you can sell it. Let's say it was $101, you sell it to it for $100, and the $1 that was the chomik shavalev ha'pesach, you're not getting hanor from. If you didn't have 60 against it, there is an opinion that says, let's say it's only 50 against it. Now, it's before Pesach. You can add on another 10, 11, and therefore have more than 60 against it. And this way, you now can say it's batel b'shishim and grind it up. And this is not called, this isn't called that you're mevatel nisa l'chatchila, which is normally forbidden. Here it's not, because kiven du kodem Pesach, it's before Pesach over here. So therefore, you're not doing anything wrong, and you're allowed to do this. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslamid, this is the opinion of the Rashba, in the name of Maram, the Rav Baruch, and the Tur, and the Ri, the Ran, and the Tzemach Tzedek, the Pri Chodosh, and the Maimon Mordechai, the Nar Sholem, the Chemin Moshe, the Beis HaMeir, the Morgan Elva, and the Morgan Avram. They all say you can't rely upon this. The Rov HaPoskin Osrin, they disagree over here with this Kula that the Mishnah Berurah just brought down, the name of the Yesh Omrim. The Rov HaPoskin Osrin, the Kivan Dima Oriv, I died to the Lech Losam Pesach. You're doing this with the whole sole purpose of being Mavatal it. Heavy Lake and Mavatal Bizman Yisur. It's no different than if you were Mavatal in the Zman of the Isser. However, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this makel opinion. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam Ad Aleph. The reasoning is, because this whole thing is only the Rabbanon, not to be Mavatal in Isser Lechatchila. You can rely upon the lenient opinion in extenuating circumstances. The issue footnote number 24 brings down over here that if you're grinding it up before Pesach, that you're definitely allowed to do, because your whole purpose over here is not to be vata l'chatrila. Your whole purpose over here is to grind it up before Pesach. And he says as well in the issue footnote number 25, she'ir v'chidim nosafos, if you did in fact add the grains according to some opinions you can, and some opinions you can't, so then the Shaar HaTzion later on tells us, mutar l'shtamish ben le'achar Pesach. It certainly isn't going to be chomek shavu l'achar Pesach. And finally, he adds, lo'osif chitim l'taruvis rak kidei la'shos anad achar Pesach. If you're just adding over here additional grains and you're not going to use it on Pesach, you're just going to keep it till after Pesach, then we already learned in Simon Tov Ben Zayin, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that is not allowed. That would be usher. However, he's left with a tzorich in. With this, we conclude today's shir.